2강 주제 기출 예제 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, Jonathan looks bored with his toys. I think he needs some new ones.
I agree. He's five, but his toys are for younger children.
Why don't we try a toy rental service instead of buying toys?
How does it work?
You pay a small monthly fee and take any toys you want. Then you return them later.
Sounds good. That way, we could get Jonathan various new toys without paying much.
Besides, renting toys saves space in our house since we won't store his old toys anymore.
Wonderful. I guess it's also good for the environment.
What do you mean?
We could reduce waste by sharing one toy with other families instead of every family buying the same one.
Good point.
Using this service seems like a good option. Let's try it.
1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Jane. Thanks for organizing tonight's dinner party at your house. It should be fun.
For sure, Mark. You're the first person here. Make yourself at home.
Thanks. Wow, I love your aquarium. Is it hard to look after an aquarium like this?
Actually, it's not that difficult. There are just a few things to do.
I've been thinking of getting an aquarium. Do you have any tips?
The most important thing is to change the water regularly.
How often?
Because I have a nice filter, I do it only once a month.
How do you keep the temperature?
Easy. With most heaters, you can just set the temperature and it stays there.
Oh, nice. Do you feed all the fish the same food?
Actually, different sorts of fish eat different food. So you need to find out what your fish eat when you buy them.
I see.
2번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emma, I'm really happy for my first tennis lesson. Is there anything that I should keep in mind on the court?
Oh, yes. Let me give you some tips first. In tennis, it's rude to throw the ball to the other player hard. You should hit the ball as gently as possible with your racket.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll keep it in mind.
Before we start playing, let me tell you more about manners on the tennis court.
Sure.
Before and after playing a game, even when it's just a practice match, you should shake hands with your opponent.
Right. I've seen players do that on TV.
And when people are in the middle of playing on other courts, never walk behind them until they finish the point.
Okay. And after practice, you should collect the balls.
Right. You already know a very important thing.
One of my friends told me.
Great. Let's get started. First, let's shake hands.
3번 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, listeners. This is Tony from Future of Work. Have you ever worked from home? A decade ago, telecommuting may have seemed like a distant dream, but today, it's become a normal way of life. The benefits are clear. First, telecommuting gives workers greater freedom over when and where they can work. Oftentimes, workers are more productive because they can focus better without the usual workplace distractions. Also, with few employees in the office, it helps companies reduce operating costs.
and it has a positive impact on the environment since it reduces daily commute time, which in turn helps reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So it's clear that telecommuting is very beneficial. I believe it'll be the future of work.
Ted,
have you decided which after-school program you're going to take?
Not yet. How about you?
I'm taking Understanding Different Cultures.
I thought you'd take one of the foreign language ones.
I was thinking about it, but while learning other languages, I got more interested in learning new cultures.
That makes sense. Language and culture are considered inseparable.
So true. It's interesting to learn about other cultures. But my main reason for taking the class is to help me understand why people from other cultures act in the ways they do.
Yeah, studying their culture would help you understand their ways of thinking.
I think knowing more about another culture helps us minimize our biases and stereotypes about people in that culture.
Right. We're often so focused on just our own culture that we forget other people think differently.
Exactly. Do you want to take the class together?
Sure. That sounds fun.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jake, is that the school newspaper?
Yeah, check out this infographic. It's about students' favorite places in the school. It's pretty misleading.
How so?
Look at this pie chart. It shows that almost every student said they like the school cafeteria.
What's misleading about that?
Well, check out the actual percentage in the really small font under the chart.
Whoa! It says that only 55% of students said they like the cafeteria. But the like part in the chart is way larger than 55%.
Right. The part in the chart looks like it's around 80%. It's a kind of visual trick.
They are distorting the actual information using this visual illusion.
Exactly. And it doesn't show how many students they surveyed. What if they surveyed only 20 students?
Then it wouldn't be reliable at all.
Yeah, it's easy to distort data when using graphics. So it's always important to be careful with information you see and read.
Definitely. I'll keep that in mind.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, AVN listeners. I'm Elena Jones with One Minute Living. Onions are one of the most popular ingredients in the kitchen, so people tend to buy them in bulk. But unfortunately, people often don't get around to using all of them before they go soft or start to go bad. How can you avoid this? The best way is to store them whole in a well-ventilated, cool, dark place. And instead of setting them on a surface, tie their stalks to some string and hang them. If you don't have any string, put the onions in a mesh bag or a pair of old tights. But definitely do not keep onions in a plastic bag, because moisture easily gathers in plastic, which speeds up the rotting process. Keep all of this in mind, and you won't have to throw away rotten onions any longer. Join me tomorrow for more useful tips.